Are you allowed to set up and take apart a pop-up sukkah during the holiday of Sukkot? So there's a Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Tesam and Aleph. Minayin latzei sukkah she'er asurim kol shiva. How do you know that the wood of sukkah is forbidden all 7 days? Tamalor, the pasuk says, Chag haSukkos shiva Hashem laHashem. The holiday of Sukkot is 7 days for God. The fact that the pasuk says laHashem, the Gemara says that just like the Chag or the Chagiga, the Chag is laHashem, just like a Korban Chagiga has Kedusha, so too the Sukkah has Kedusha, has sanctity, and cannot be used for anything else. There's a debate between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah states that both the Schach and the walls of the Sukkah have this Kedusha, the sanctity, whereas the Rosh says no, only the Schach has the sanctity and not the walls. And most poskim hold, like the Rambam, that the walls and the Schach have sanctity. Now, there is a debate as to the nature of this muksa status of the walls of the sukkah. Is it indeed d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanan? There seems to be conflicting evidence, and it's a machlokas between, among others, Rashi and the Ran. The Rashi believes that it's only muksa mid'rabbanan, and the Ran believes that it's muksa mid'oraisa, it's designated mid'oraisa on a Torah level, based on the pasuk of Chag haSukkos shiva Hashem laHashem. What's the difference between that? So according to Rashi, you would be allowed to essentially state, make a condition, and this is what the Magen Avraham says in his Hakdam, an introduction of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches. You're allowed to make a Tanai condition with the walls of the sukkah, saying that I am not. I make a condition that there's no kedusha attached to the sukkah walls, and you can put them up, and then you can take them down. See, taking them down might be a bizui mitzvah. It might be a desecration of the mitzvah, because here it's used for a mitzvah. It's set up as a sukkah. Now you're simply taking it down. So Rashi would say it's not a problem, because you can sort of condition that initially. If you put it up, let's say you put up during Chol HaMoed, then you can make that condition. According to the Ran, you can't do that because it's Aser Midoraisa. You can't make a condition on that. So how do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches if Yudal states, "Bimasa sukkah b'Chol HaMoed v'hisna latzi adafanos." You made a sukkah in Chol HaMoed, and you made the condition about the walls of the sukkah b'tanai in a condition. So that you can use them, the walls, for whatever you want. You can use them for purposes other than for the mitzvah. It's not a desecration or a disgrace to the mitzvah, because the walls are not designated at all for the purpose of a mitzvah, because you made a condition them from the beginning, that you'd be allowed to use them for whatever you want, and presumably then you would also be allowed to remove the take down this pop-up sukkah as well. Obviously, again, I'm just assuming the pop-up sukkah meets all the dimensions of sukkah, and the walls are kosher, and the schach is kosher. The question is, you're allowed to take them down. So it seems Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskens like Rashi, in a sense, and indeed the Piskei Tshuvos in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Lamed Ches Os Gimel says lefarek sukkah b'chol hamoed v'sukkah nayedes, to take down a sukkah b'chol hamoed and a, I guess, a portable sukkah, like a pop-up sukkah. The Piskei Tshuva cites the Shulchan Aruch HaRav among others, and he says im hekim asukkah b'chol hamoed, if you set up a sukkah b'chol hamoed, yochol lahasnul tfnei hakama, you're allowed to make a condition before you put it up, shebedata lesosra b'gmar shimush, that your intent is to take it down when you finish using it. Ulishtamish b'defanos tzorachim achem, you can use the walls for other needs. Vazyuchal lisotrol chaladeos imyesh b'kach tzorach hamoed, if you can take it down if there's a need for the holiday. And certainly if you're going on a trip and you want to take a pop-up sukkah with you, put it up and take it down, this would certainly be okay.